We are learning Masechet Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, a new Mishnah. Now, from now on to the rest of the Masechta, we will be handling the sugyas of Tumah V'Tahira, and Rashi explains the reason why it comes in over here is because at the end of the Masechta it says about Hilchas Regel that on Yom Tov Dam Yaretz are considered Tahirim, and since it had talked about Regel, so we brought in the sugyas of Tumah V'Tahira. Others say it's because there's a mitzvah to Matara Atzmai V'Regel, and therefore we brought the sugyas of Tumah V'Tahira. So this, from here on, we're talking about Tumah V'Tahira. Now the halacha is that a Ava Tumah makes people Tamei, but a Rishon does not make people Tamei. You only can make Oichlim and Mashkin that makes Tamei. And there's a Sheni and a Shlishi. A Sheni that touches Chulin does not make the Chulin Tamei, but it does make Trum Apostle. And it makes Kachim Tamei, and then that even can make a Ravi Apostle. That's a little bit of the halachas, but our Mishnah will start off talking about Tumas Yadayim. Tumas Yadayim is a new type of Tumas, so the Rabbanan Diga Tumah, that Chazal made in certain cases that the hands of a person's tummy, and only his hands, usually it's not possible to have only a hand's tummy, not the guf, but there are certain cases where we said that only the hands are tummy. One case is by a Rishon that touches an Adam touches a Rishon, does not become tummy, but his hands become tummy, his hands become Shneem. The same thing, if a person touches a Sefer with his hand, they didn't want people to touch the Svarim, or to put Truma next to Svarim, therefore if someone touches a Sefer, his hands become a Sheni Latuma. And the chiddush is that you don't have to go to the mikvah. You could just wash your hands and then you become tar. But that's only for chulin and mais and truma. But for kodesh, we'll see, you have to go into a mikvah if your hands become shniim. Now there's another halacha that stam yadayim also shniim. Stam yadayim is ksira sheni, and therefore you have to wash your hands for truma no matter what, because stam yadayim are like a sheni. So, and the reason is, of course, since you touch anything, so yadayim askana is saying, therefore you may not kana, they always wash your hands. Your hands are always a sheni, therefore you always have to wash your hands for truma. Zok the Mishnah. Noitel miyadayim lechulin v'lemaiser v'lechuma. You wash your hands before you eat chulin or maiser or truma, even before you touch truma actually. You have to wash your hands, and wash your hands helps. Well, the kodesh, we come to eat or touch kachim matvilim. You have to tell your entire guf. It's not enough just to wash your hands. Again, we said stam yadayim are shniim. So for chulin and maiser and truma, you have to wash your hands. For kodesh, you have to be toivel your whole guf. V'lechatos, which is the mechatos, which is the water of the parah aduma. Im nitvu yad v'nitvu gufay. If your hands become tameh, then your whole guf becomes tameh, and you need a tefillah on the whole guf. That's the halacha. It's like similar to kachim. You have to toivel your whole guf. Toval lechulin. Once someone becomes tameh, lagamri, his whole guf becomes tameh. But it was toivel ohen kavana for chulin. Huchzak lechulin ba'as lemaisa. He only could touch chulin, but he cannot touch or eat maisa sheni. Why not? Because he didn't have kavana for that. You have to have kavana for shasa tefila, even for ma'isa sheni. Tavel ma'isa, if it's tavel for ma'isa sheni, huchzak ma'isa, but also truma, you can't eat truma. Because he didn't have kavana for truma, therefore the tefila does not work for truma. Tavel truma, huchzak truma, but also kodesh, you can't eat kodesh. Because he was not huchzak kodesh. Tavel kodesh, huchzak kodesh, also chatas, he still cannot use it for para, he's still tamei for mechatas or para aduma. Tava lechamor, muta lekal. But if it's tava for the chamor, it's muta for the kal. And the Sfasem is really bavarans, it's pashut. Of course, it's tava lechamor, muta lekal. The chiddush is that mechatas, you would think, ma'isa, mechatas is not a carbon. And kachim is a carbon, maybe we wouldn't have the kachim. Kamashon helps for that, that's more chamor, helps for everything. Tava v'loi hoksuk, giloi tava. If you're a tava shaloi bekavano, it's kilu, you're not tava. And the Gemara will speak about maybe for chulin it works. But we'll see. But giloi tava. Now, when we say lechulin, we'll see in the Gemara about washing hands for chulin, and also such an idea of people who ate chulin b'tayra, but again, we'll see in the Gemara more clear about that. Big de am aretz, medrash leprushim. Big de am aretz, a begim am aretz, considered tamei, it's considered avatoma, for people who are prushim, who are people who eat chulin b'tayra. Some people ate chulin b'tayra. So the big begim am aretz is considered avatoma because they're not careful, and their wives who are neither could have sat on it, and therefore it's a medrash leprushim. Big day prushim, medrash le'echal truma. Big day prushim, they only wash themselves for chulin. It's a medrash for the oichle truma. Big day oichle truma, medrash for kodesh. The beggar of oichle truma is a medrash for kodesh. And Big Day Kodesh is Medrash L'Chatos. The Begad of a Kodesh is a Medrash L'Chatos, again, because everything's a higher level. So even if you're careful for your level, for your Chulin, or for your Chuma, or for your Kachim, it's not on the level of watching yourself a Chatos, and therefore the Gavi Chatos will consider Avat Tuma. Yosef Ben Yezer, Yechosset Shebekuna, he was a chasid shemakun. He's very careful regarding truma. All his clothing was always kosher for truma. But still, his matpachasa, which either means a piece of his clothing or it means his towels, were a medris for kaidish because he wasn't careful on the level of kaidish. Yechem and a good god, the hayoichel al taharas a kaidish. He ate his chulin even al taharas a kaidish. Kol yamav. His matpachas, his like hand towel, medris lechatos, was a medris lechatos, but not for kodesh, because he kept everything into the level of kedusha, of watching for tumah for kachim. So zok the Gemara first in the first line of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, do you have to do the tilas yadayim? Because stam yadayim are shniyos, are sheni letumah, for chulin, for maisen, for truma. So truma we understand, because truma, if a sheni touches truma, it becomes pasul. Which means it becomes tummy. The reason why it's not called tummy, because something that tummy infers that it can make next thing tummy. They call it pasul. So truma, touch your hand with a sheni, the truma becomes pasul. So you understand you have to wash your hands with truma. But what's pshat in chulin ha'maisa? Chulin ha'maisa, for the Gemara, mi bayin tilas daim, these are tilas daim, but I'm going to ask you a kasha. There's a Mishnah, in Mesechus Bikurim, that says like this. It's contrasting truma and bikurim, which are the same halachas, truma and bikurim, because bikurim is called trumas yadecha, and the Gemara says eloha bikurim. So truma and bikurim have the same level of kedusha, and we're contrasting that with ma'aseh sheni. So it says in the Mishnah like this: a truma va bikurim chayav malaya misa. A zar, a non kain who eats it, is chayiv misa. V'chaymish, and also he's chayiv b'chaymish. That means if you eat it b'shoigeg, which is not chayiv misa in that case, he has to pay back and add a fifth. The oslo zarim, it's also oslo zarim. There's a lav. Even we just said chayiv misa, but we're saying there's a lav. What's enough for me is a lav? Some say because maybe it's a chatzishir osir, but there's a lav besides that. Or the Rashi says the pshat is trying to contrast to maisa sheni, doesn't even have a lav. Doesn't even have a lav. This has a lav, oslo zarim. Truma and Bikurim belong to the kain. They can kadesh isha with it. It belongs to them, and they can kadesh isha with that. Or they can buy some of that. Blomish belongs to them. Mashenke, Maisa Sheni does not. It's bottle in 101. It means it's not bottle. Usually things are bottle of a roiv, a bottle of shishim. This needs 101 to vatel it. You have to wash your hands before you eat Truma and Bikurim. And also, if you're someone is tummy, you have to wait till evening till you become tar. So Rei Eilu B'Chumah V'Kurum Ashenkev V'Maisa. Maisa does not have this, which means Maisa does not have a chiv misa. V'Zar eats it. V'Zar is allowed to eat it. It's not nichse. It doesn't belong to you because it's a mom and gavai. Maisa does not belong to you. Can't mekash yishem Maisa Sheni. It bittel doesn't need 100, and it does not need a tilas adayim. So if that does not need a tilas adayim, v'Koshkin Chulin doesn't need a tilas adayim. So kasha Maisa Maisa, kasha Chulin Achulin. There's a stira Maisa Maisa Chulin Chulin. Our Mishnah says Chulin Maisa needs a tilas adayim. Here we see Klar does not need a tilas adayim. The only thing needs tilas adayim is truma v'kurim, but ma'isa does not need a tilas adayim. So it's a stira, chulin, chulin, a ma'isa, ma'isa. And for the Gemara, loy kasha, ha rameya, ha rabbanon. We're going to attempt to say like this, that maybe one is going according to rameya, one is going to rabbanon. What's rameya, rabbanon? The tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, in Mesechus Parah, ka atom bias ma'am divrei seferim, anyone who is tamei, only mid rabbanon, metamei es ha-kodesh ha-paisas ha-truma. The halach is, he's usually like a sheni, so you can make kodesh tamei, which means that it becomes a shlishi, which can make a revi. Upais is a truma, and a pasal is a truma that becomes a shlishi, but it can make a revi. Again, paisal means that that itself is no good anymore, but it can make the next thing pasal. Umutul chulim v'lemaisa, but a sheni is la'at touch chulim v'lemaisa. Divrei Rameya, v'cham v'im oisrim v'lemaisa. He asks by maisa sheni, so therefore we can answer pashit. Our mission says in Neitlan Dain lechulim v'lemaisa. Lemaisa is going according to Rabbanon. Hold that you're not allowed to touch it with a sheni, with that sheni hand. The brisa that says truma bikurim are different than ma'aser, that's going according to Rav Meir. So afraid the Gemara, good, you answered ma'aser, but you didn't answer chulin. Ella chulin achulin kasha. And the Gemara, like kasha, kamba achila, kamba negia. Which the Gemara is saying like this right now. That achila of chulin needs to be wash your hands, and negia not. So negia does not need, and achila needs. Maskla of sin vashi. There's such a thing as isra achila by chulin, without washing your hands. Ad kalim pligu rabbanu l'adra meyer ela bechil de maisa. Only by maisa did rabbanon say that deer needs to wash your hands. Aval b'negia de maisa, either touching maisa or bechil de chulam pligi. Because we had this brisa kola ton bias maim de beresay. For him, it says there umutter l'chulam maisa de meyer. Rashi says lashon umutter. That's a lashon when it comes to eat something. It says umutter l'chulam maisa. So we and Rav Chama say oisurim maisa. So Rashi explains that Mishnah in Parah is obviously talking about eating, not by Negiah. It's mashma Negiah, even by Maisa's mutter. And Chulin, Achila and Maisa's mutter, because only says Maisa's also the Achila. So the Kasha is that it's still Shver, because even Achila should be mutter. Because let's read it inside again. I can't let Pigar Bona Leather and Mayel, Achila de Maisa. Of Negiah, the Maisa, Achila de Chulin, Pligi. So Mara says, no. Ela Aide be Ede Achila, both by Achila. Like Kasha, Kam Achila de Nahama, Kam Achila de Peri. The Gemara answers, the only time you have to wash your hands by chulin and by meiser, according to Rav Meir, is only when you're eating bread. When you're eating peiris, you don't have to wash your hands. That means, the reason why chulin, you would have to wash your hands before you eat, and there's no din tumah there, is because otu truma. And since roiv truma is from dagon, therefore they only made a takana to do wash your daim only by bread, only by things that come from grains. And therefore, the whole tilas daim is only by bread and not by peiros. So, like this, our mission says noitlim yadayim lechulim b'mayis is talking about bread, and therefore you have to wash your hands. And the brayser that says masha inkein b'mayiser, and the brayser that says that no tzad by chulim you have to wash your hands. That's only by peiros. By peiros you don't have to wash your hands. The amar of nachkol noitlim yadayim peiros is megase ruach. Everyone washes hands by peiros is megase haruach. That looks like you're being a bal gaiva. And therefore, Taisus speaks out that now you don't have to answer one Jamei or Rabbanon. Everything could be the Rabbanon. But the Mishnah is talking about Achila. And the other things are talking about Negia, of touching. Touching is no problem by Maiser and by Chulun to touch. And our Mishnah about eating Chulun and Maiser is taka problem before you wash hands. Like our minute, we wash hands before our Maitzi. The reason is because Roiv Dagon comes of bread, but Peiris not. On Pesach, you wash your hands. So first of all, there, if it's wet Peiris, it could be even Mikah, then you have to wash your hands. And the other Pshat are K'day Lishla Tanaikis, Akapanim, this is how the sugya comes out so far, that we learned, this is we're finished, this is a klar, that the halach is that for bread you have to wash your hands by Chulun HaMaiser, and by Negia, you don't have to wash your hands by Negia of Maiser and Maiser and Chulun, and then by Peiris, it would come out that by Peiris, it could be it's the Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rabbanan by Peiris. That according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, it's Mutter, because that's what the Mishnah is talking about in Maseches Parah. And according to Rabbanan, you do have to wash your hands with Peiris, and that's what I call Tom Bias Mind of Reserve, Bim Tom is the Kurdish Pesach Chum, which is Mutter Chul Meiser. And Chom say, also Meiser means even to eat Peiris, because Meiser Shani is worse regarding Peiris. So the Abim Chalik is by Meiser Shani. So, like this, by Achila, you show up to wash your hands, even by Chulun. By Achila's bread. By Peiris is Machlaikis by Meiser Shani. And by Negia, it's Mutter to touch all Chulun and Meiser. There's no problem of Negia.